It's lunchtime at Jarrett Middle School, one of 68 sites where the Department of Education offers free summer meals. Kids file in and line up to fill their trays. Principal Reed Kuba walks me through the day's menu.
They've got teriyaki chicken, they have a scoop of rice, bread roll, and mixed vegetables and peaches. It's a good meal.
More than three-quarters of the 250 students at the Palolo Middle School qualify for free or reduced-price meals. Christiane Jardine runs a summer program at Jarrett called After School All-Stars. About 60 of them are here today in the cafeteria.
If there was no lunch, I know some of those kids would not have a lunch, like half of them. Some of them would just be drinking water.
But the room is only about half full, and while many qualify, getting students to actually show up is more difficult. Before summer began, Principal Kuba tried connecting with families at nearby public housing in Palolo Valley.
But still, even when we went into the housing and talked to the leaders there, we still haven't had kids come up.
Summer food is one of the most challenging programs out there because kids aren't in school, so they're not going to cafeterias every day.
Nicole Wu is a senior policy analyst at Hawaii Appleseed Center for Law and Economic Justice. She says schools and the Department of Education should invest in more outreach and public awareness. Other states have found success collaborating with libraries, nonprofits, and local food pantries.
During the school year, a lot of families rely on the schools to feed their children lunch and maybe even also breakfast. So in the summer, if these kids can get free summer lunch, that helps their parents stretch their food budget.
Hawaii ranks 47th when it comes to summer meal programs, according to a national report from the Food Research and Action Center. Crystal Fitzsimons, who oversees the organization's work on child nutrition programs, says that's actually an improvement from last year when Hawaii came in dead last.
A state like Hawaii, is pretty spread out. A state like Hawaii probably doesn't have enough summer programs for low-income kids. It does have a long way to go.
Fitzsimons says in Hawaii, only one out of every 12 students who qualify to eat a free meal actually receives one. Part of the problem is lack of transportation, especially in rural areas on neighbor islands. It's a situation Chris Hecht found himself in last summer. The Kona Pacific Public Charter School founder says the nearest free meal site for his students involved a two-hour drive.
That means there aren't any. And when we heard about that, we knew that we could do something because we had a kitchen and we felt like we had to.
Instead of requiring kids to come to them, the charter school ended up taking free meals on the road. They drove out to canoe clubs, multifamily housing, and partnered with a nonprofit to expand their reach. This summer, they went from serving 120 lunches a day to nearly 500.
Children going hungry is just simply not acceptable. And while we can do something about it, we will.
The mobile meal service will continue serving free lunch until July 29th, when school gets back in session. Molly Solomon for HBR News.